This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs Tribhuvan University Vice Chancellor to appoint deans and campus chiefs based on meritocracy. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba discusses climate action and Nepal's leadership on mountain agenda with European Union Commissioner. Stakeholders stress on need for wider cooperation to minimize climate change crisis. And outgoing U.S. President Biden grants clemency to nearly 1,500 criminals. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and Chancellor of Tribhuvan University, TU K.P. Sharma Oli, has directed the Vice Chancellor, Deans and Campus Chiefs to run colleges based on meritocracy. During the Senate of the oldest university of the country, TU, Prime Minister Oli said the Deans and Campus Chiefs should be appointed considering meritocracy to ensure smooth running of the academic activities. The head of the government reminded that Vice Chancellor is the person to take a lead to run university, adding that fair administration is imperative. A Senate member had raised a question over the failure to materialize the appointments of the persons recommended as deans and campus chiefs. The Prime Minister in the meantime directed to make appointments within the 22nd of December. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says Nepal can be established as a reliable and neutral venue for resolving international disputes. Inaugurating a conference organized by the International Alternative Dispute Resolution Center in Lalitpur yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said Nepal aims to present itself as a neutral and credible venue for international dispute resolution. The Prime Minister also reiterated Nepal's commitment to the standards of alternative dispute resolution as per the New York Convention and the Singapore Convention. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba yesterday held a bilateral meeting with Commissioner for Climate, Net Zero and Clean Growth at the European Commission, Wopke Hoekstra. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the meeting featured discussion on the various aspects of Nepal-EU relations, focusing on climate change, the development of Nepal's clean energy, and Nepal's leadership on the mountain agenda. On the occasion, Dr. Rana also called for the EU's continued support for funding, technology transfer, and capacity building for mitigation and adaptation efforts. Similarly, the foreign minister also requested the commissioner to take initiative regarding the removal of the provisions related to the ban imposed on Nepali airlines in European skies. Meanwhile, stakeholders concerned have stressed the need of a wider cooperation to minimize the climate change crisis. Airing their views in a second-day session held under the two-day national seminar organized in Kathmandu on the occasion of the International Mountain Day, the representatives from various stakeholders concerned echoed the need for combined efforts to reduce climate change crisis and cope with it. They also called for increasing investment in pre-disaster preparedness and pre-information system to respond to the climate crisis. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel says the ministry is focused on acquiring minute information on the overall economic situation of the country to identify the problems and address them. Talking to Rashtriya Samachar Samiti, the state-owned national news agency in Nepal, Finance Minister Paudel said there are signs of improvement in the national economy. He claimed that the confidence of the private sector has increased and investment-friendly environment is being created. Minister for Forest and Environment N. Bahadur Shai has said that air pollution greatly impacts human biological and ecological systems and should be minimized and controlled. Inaugurating the second Conference of Environmental Human Rights Defenders organized by the National Human Rights Commission NHRC yesterday, he expressed his commitment to effectively carry forward further policy and institutional reforms to reduce carbon emissions, stating that the ministry is sensitive to reducing and controlling the impact of air pollution on the community. Minister Shahi stressed that green development and the use of electric vehicles should be increased to reduce pollution. The minister also said that prosperity can be achieved by connecting forest and the environment to people's income level. The Office of the Prime Minister and the Council of Ministers has sent a statement to stakeholders not to implement the Supreme Court's decision to establish an additional 20-meter border on the right and left banks of the Bagmati River and its tributaries. A statement released yesterday by the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers says that correspondence has been sent to government officers, local levels and banks and financial institutions in the Kathmandu Valley not to implement the decision immediately. Last December, the Supreme Court decided that structures cannot be built within 30 meters of the Bagmati River and its tributaries in the Kathmandu Valley. The government has begun its preparation to table the draft relating to the drug bill. Speaking in yesterday's meeting of the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee under the House of Representatives, Health Minister Pradeep Podel said the preparations are underway to present the drug bill prepared by the government in the upcoming parliamentary session. Reflecting upon demands of the drugs, Health Minister Podel said 173 companies manufactured drug based in Nepal, fulfilling 50% demand of the country. CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda has said industrialists and entrepreneurs should move ahead keeping the self-reliant national economy in center. Addressing the 3rd Annual General Assembly of Federation of Nepalese Industry and Trade at Bharatpur in Chitwan yesterday, Chairperson Dahal pointed out the need of uplifting the middle-class people to make country's economy strong. He stressed on collective efforts to make the economy strong. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Outgoing President Joe Biden has said that he had commuted the sentences of nearly 1,500 criminals and pardoned 39 others convicted of nonviolent crimes in what the White House called the largest single-day act of clemency in the U.S. history. The agence France Press quoted the outgoing president as saying that he is pardoning 39 people who have shown successful rehabilitation, adding that he was also commuting the sentences of nearly 1,500 people who are serving long prison sentences. The White House said the nearly 1,500 people granted commuted sentences as the most ever in a single day as they had been serving them at home for at least 1 year. America was built on the promise of possibility and second chances, said Biden. The president added that he had the great privilege of extending mercy to people who have demonstrated remorse and rehabilitation. Now some sports update. Pokhara Avengers has defeated Biratnagar Kings by 13 runs in the Super Over in yesterday's first match of the Nepal Premier League NPL held at the Kirtipur-based TU Cricket Ground. This is the first Super Over match of the NPL so far. Earlier, chasing a 140-run victory target set by Biratnagar, Pokhara made 139 runs in the allotted 20 overs, losing 6 wickets, and the game entered the Super Over. Meanwhile, in the second match, Janakpur Balls defeated Kathmandu Gorkhas by 5 wickets to become the first team to enter playoff of NPL. Janakpur chased the target of 102 runs in 15.5 overs with the loss of 5 wickets. Kathmandu was packed up in 19.3 overs and scored 101 runs. Lumini Lions will face Karnali Yaks and Biratnagar Kings will compete against Chitwan Rhinos today. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy to mainly fair throughout the country today. At present, there is a partial influence of western winds across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs Tribhuvan University Vice-Chancellor to appoint deans and campus chiefs based on meritocracy. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deoba discusses climate action and Nepal's leadership on mountain agenda with European Union Commissioner. Stakeholders stress on need for wider cooperation to minimize climate change crisis. And outgoing U.S. President Biden grants clemency to nearly 1,500 criminals. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.